My Perek. Okay. Mishnah, this Perek mostly talks about Bichsamozen, Zimun. Mechoik Sushoinim of Zimun is the Reis or the Rabbonon. Some say the Reis, some say the Rabbonon. Some say when three people, Zimun with three is the Rabbonon. But Asoras, the Reis. What is the Etzim thing of Zimun? So the Lashon of the Mishnah Berurah is. Basically, that Zimun de Loshen is you're preparing yourself. We're preparing to bench together. Chayovim be Zimun. What's Zimun? The Heinish Chayovim lehizdamen uletztarev birchosim.
To connect
the bracha be Loshen Rabim. The Heinish Echad Yoyim, one person says Navar Shechalnu, and they answer. In other words, by doing Zimun, they're preparing themselves to the bench together, it turns into, instead of we're separately benching, we're somehow doing it together. It's like a birchas, as if it's a birchas rabbim. As a birchas mozim de rabbim.
Why is it such a birchas mozim more than any other?
More than other things? It's such a concept, Revam Hadis Melech on many things, but. Okay, Shloshe Shachul Ka'achas, three people ate together. Chayov Lazaman. I think we paskin, not just if they start eating together, if they decide to eat together is good enough, or even if they didn't eat together, if they finished eating together is also good enough. Shloshe Shachul Ka'achas, the guy comes in late and didn't really, wasn't it time for them at the beginning of Achila, so if Achila is also fine. Shloshe Shachul Ka'achas, Chayov Lazaman. Is it Chayov
finishes together, or it's the Bishus?
What do you mean, Bishus? If they eat together at one point.
So Chayovim, even if they only finish together.
Right. Okay. Correct. Chayovim lezamen. The Rashi, lehizdamen yachat, to prepare themselves together, letziriv brocha, to become a tzurv, to become one for this brocha, beloshen rabim, koi nivarech, let's bench. Okay. Baruch she'ochalnu, we ate together. It's we. It becomes a baruch ha'mozim of a rabim. Av ochal demai. Now the Mishnah is going to talk about certain things that you ate. Could you be mitzvah? Could you have zimun or could you not have zimun? Ochal demai. If someone ate demai, demai is from an amor. It's a suffix if he gave meiser or not. Or umaiser rishon should not loter mosoi. I guess a lot of these things we're going to try to speak it out quickly. Gemara is going to mention later in like a few blocks from now. Meiser rishon not loter. First, the Yisrael has to give Turma Gedoyla to become, it shouldn't be Tevel, so he has to give Turma 1 out of 50 to the Kohen. Then after he takes off Turma to the Kohen, when the he has to give Meiser to the Levi, a tenth to the Levi, and the Levi, after he takes the Meiser, he gets his Meiser, he has to give a Meiser from that to the Kohen, from his portion that he got. So when we're referring about Meiser Rishon, we're referring already what the Levi's Chelik is Meiser Rishon, which is the Levi took off Terumas Meiser to give to the Kohen. So the Gemara is going to ask, so what's wrong here? Everything was hufrash. It was done correctly. So what's the Chiddush over here? What's the Chiddush here? The Gemara is going to say a case that the Levi took his Meiser, you gave the Levi his Meiser first. Vishibolim, before you made the Kri, before you made the whole pile, the Levi first. Then the Gemara says, "Chiddush, we learn from Sukkim, the Levi does not have to give now Turmas Mais anymore." So this is a case that the person here ate the Turmas Mais, the Maiser, but that the Levi's portion without there was never given Turmas Gedoyos to Mais. So maybe we think it's a Shtikal Tevel because it wasn't given to the Kohen his portion yet. But we learn from a pasuk, you don't have to because you skip the Seder, whatever. If you give Hikdima B'Shibolim, then you don't have to give. No, again, that he's wrong when he's going to make his kri, he's going
to
make his palm,
he's
going to be mechoyev again to the thing. But right now, in this matzav, when the Levi got his maisa first, that doesn't have to, you don't have to, the Levi's not going to have to give off from his portion, he's not going to have to give off Turmas maisa. So maisa rishon shenot l'masoi, or maisa sheni vehegdash sheniftu, maisa sheni and hegdash again, that were nifta, were redeemed. Meiser Sheni, you have to redeem. If you don't want to bring up the payers that's wrong, you have to point it on the money. Or Hegdashin, if someone was gave the Bedek Abayis, gave a piece of a bread, a loaf of bread, and you appoint it. So the halach is when you appoint it, you have to give a chomish, also a fifth. To be moist of a chomish. So the case, the Gemara is going to say, the case is that he didn't give the chomish. And the chiddush of the Mishnah is that a chomish is not ma'akif, so therefore it's fine. So meaning you're not eating an iser, right. It's good. The hashamish and the shamish, the waiter, the servant, she'ochel kezayis, yedek kezayis. And the chiddush of this part of the Mishnah is, even though he's on the run, on the move, on the go, he's not sitting down with them, he's not really eating together with them. Nevertheless, he could, v'hakuti, or kuti, mezaman and olav. And all these above that we just mentioned, mezaman olav, you can do zimah. I think that Tzlach says, why v'shamash ochel kezayis? Why do we bring in kezayis away? You would think maybe because he's on the go, he's on the move, he's not really part of them, maybe he shouldn't really need the kedei svir, like a real amount of food that he's really full. Chiddush is even a kezayis is enough for zima. Kezayis, in other words, is enough for chiv drabona for benching, so it's enough for zima, even though he's a shamash. V'hakuti and akuti, mezamanov. I would assume that a kuti over here will go on geir, MSN, kutis are the real geirim, so therefore you can be mezaman on them. They're not goyim. Because there's a Gemara, I think, Chulon, that they found the Dmos Yoyna, we found the kutim eventually later, they found them doing avoy desert to the Dmos of a Yoyna, of a bird in the mountains, and since then they, a kutim are gone, over, finished, done. But here in the Mishnah, I guess, Vakuti mezaman and all of, you can use them for Zimun, they found Zimun, well, yeah, Vakuti mezaman and all of that the geir emes. Ochal, however, if one ate tevel is a iser, truma wasn't given there, it's tevel, it's a chiv misa. Umayser rishon, sheloi notl truma osoi. Mayser rishon, that truma was not given. And here again, the chiddush is over here going to be the what we said before, the havamina would be that maybe the case is, I think the case was already a pile, but that also the Levi took first. The Havamin is once the Levi takes first, he shouldn't have to. The Chiddush is, since it was already in a pile, and it was Chal the Chiv to give to the Kohen already, then it's going to be a problem. It's going to be a problem that the Turmas Maisa, the Kohen's Chelik wasn't given from the Levi, even if the Levi takes first. But once, not B'Shibon, if it was already in a pile, then it's a problem, and therefore, he can't be a Mezaman. Why is the Shein of a Hegdush Loi Niftu? They weren't Niftu. Again, the Gemara is going to ask me, if it wasn't Niftu, it's a real Isser. If you weren't Poyde. The case, it was Nifta, but not on Tamat Beya that has a Tzur. So it's a Chatzi halfway Pidyon, not good. And the Chiddush is not a good Pidyon. V'hashamash ochel kezai, pochas me kezai, say it less than the kezai. The Gemara is going to say, there's no real Chiddush away, because the guy eats less than the kezai, it's nishna geya. So, but once we've said already before, shamash ochel kezai, it says over here, v'shamash, they didn't eat a kezai, pochas me kezai. So all these, v'hanochri and a goy, ain mezaman olav, because they're eating iser here, they're eating something not allowed to eat. It's a shayla, even could be, they shouldn't even be benching. They shouldn't even make a brochrein. A brochrein, it could be. A guy eats tevels, it's a chiv deraz, he has to make hamoitzi. Right, so these people ain't mezamen alem, you can't be mezamen them. At kama mezamenin, how much you need to eat in order to be mezamen? At kezayis. You have to eat at least the kezayis. If you don't eat at kebeya. Now Rashi says over here that the question of the Mishnah, at kama mezamenin, doesn't mean how much you eat for it's time to be part of zimun. Rashi says, kama yoichol imoim v'yischaivelam bezimun v'nafkemin elo hitziyam yidei chavotsoi im yitin lo hakois levorich. It sounds like, it would sound like from Rashi, the Shiloh of the Mishnah is, how much does one have to eat that he should be able to be the Kois guy? And to be,
which means Be'etzim and less.
Right, everybody would kill would be maskim, a Kezayis would be enough. But to be Moitzi, everybody, Ad Kamichai V'Zamen, that's sort of brought down, it's not so clear over here. Because you look at the Gemara later, the Machloikis here of Kezayis and Kebeya is really a Machloikis in how to touch the Pasuk V'Chalto V'Savato. It's in Memtesim at Beis. Your mayor holds the mayor, which is Tanakama Sova. Vachalto, it says in the post, Vachalto is Achila. Vesavato is Ushtir. It means, and how much is Achila? Achila is Kezayas. That's why for benching, it's going for benching. You only have to eat a Kezayas. And the second mandom in the Mishnah, which is Reb Yehuda, at Kebeya holds Vachalto Vesavato, Achila, Sheyesh Basvir.
And that's more?
And the Ezuzu, Kebeya. So the arguing here, Mechlekes in general, and Birchas HaMozen, now for Birchas HaMozen, I think they're trying to speak out, for Birchas HaMozen, really the Reise, for this is only Asmachta. For a real Birchas HaMozen, the Reise, you need a real Sevir, a real satiate, like to really fill up. I think Tosis over there, from the Vayimir, read the Hanikro Asmachta Balmed, I mean the Reise being a Sevir Gemur. This is a machlekes nasmachta in the chiv bichsamazon of the rabbonon is a kezayis enough or kebe? Do you say v'chalto as achila is a kezayis or v'chalto v'savot achila shesh besvi, which is a kebe? But Rashi is busy over the what?
Rashi's chayr is saying something even more partial.
Right.
That let's say he ate a whole loaf of bread,
right.
But imahem he ate less than
only
a kezayis,
within imahem he ate less than kezayis.
Then he can't
it's
bench with them. He can't bench with them.
Rashi is saying the case. Rashi is saying mitnu loy kois. Rashi is stressing. It's not a general shail. It should be not at kama mazamel, at kama mavorchen. I'm showing this week. How much do you need to eat in order to make a bichas hamazon? Now, if you can enough for these to make a bichas hamazon, mainly you can do zimun.
So Rashi's telling what's the case?
Right. I understand. That's where Rashi's coming from. From the loshen at kama mazamel. How much you have to give mazamel that he can take the kois and bench for everybody else?
So Rashi is mashma. Let's say he ate a whole loaf of bread, but imahem he ate less than a kezayis. So he can't be mochi them, but the achiyuv zimun
there is. Okay, zok the gemara menohan emili. So here Rashi again. Rashi says menohan emili that shloish ruim labichasir. The three. How do you know that three? In other words, maybe there would be a havana. It becomes somewhat of a davar shebekdusha, and a davar shebekdusha typically is normally asara. It needs 10. How do we know that three is enough already to make this matzav of kedusha here? That of zimun that three should be enough. In other words, Rashi is not saying menon mila. Where do you know b'chal the concept of zimun? That's not what he's saying. How do we know that three is enough? The shloish shirim on zimun. Amar vazi da mekro gadol Hashem iti in roim shmo yachdov. Gadol make bigger. Gadol, let's praise the Hashem. Iti with me. Gadlu. He's talking to two people. Gadlu, you etz. You guys. Gadol Hashem iti with me in roim shmo yachdov in roim the Eibush's name together. That's Rashi says. The Chesed will have a rekan shloish. Reb Avua Omer mehocher. Reb Avua says from here. Kishem Hashem ekro. I will call out the Shem Hashem. Hovu goydel elakenu, you guys bring goydel elakenu, and others that do together. Again, there's a mekor for shloisho for zimun.
But chayra, one's in the Torah and one's in the Vim.
Okay, so, that's why one brings this one pasuk. The one that brings the Torah because that's from the Torah. The one I think that brings from the Nevi'im, which is which one?
The first one,
Gadol Hashem Reish Miyachdom, I think they say because it brings in there more of a type of a broch. On the Reim Moshmo Yachdov, let's say it's the Svar, why each one brings this one.
Well, Havu Gadol Kainu is Lucharu's better.
Besides that it's from the Torah?
Yeah.
Why is Havu Gadol better?
Because that's what we answered by whenever they said the shame in the base of Migdash, you use such a lashon.
Right.
The
base of Migdash. What kind of lashon do you use in the base
of Migdash?
We
never. Right.
The thing there's a svar why they say why each one says the pasuk. And you're right. We should the pasuk is to bring the pasuk from the Torah is you know takes kedima, but there must be a mila with the pasuk of the Gadol Hashem Itin Reim Shmo Yachdov in a sense that Rav Asi is bringing that pasuk. Reb Chana Bar
Abba. Because the first pasuk is a tzivui.
Oh,
tzivui. And the second pasuk,
Hovu is not a tzivui. Hovu. Okay.
No, because the one who says that doesn't say Rabbi Hashem Shem Hashem Ekra, so that's mashu's not is not mitzvah. He's just doing it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Where are you saying from? You're saying your own?
Yeah.
Okay. Omer v'chanan v'rabba. V'chanan v'rabba said, minayin lo'ino omen, how do you know if someone answers omen, like be a koyla, he shouldn't raise his voice, yoyse min ha-mavarch. Louder than the mavarch. Shenemer, it says, gadol Hashem iti, un'roim u'shmo yachdav, together. In other words, the voices should be equal. One. You shouldn't raise your voice higher.
We have the same problem than like the Kaddish.
Right.
The no, when I say Yehishmei, they
go much louder. Right.
They shouldn't be louder than the Chazan. Even though they think it's a mitzvah to say it loud.
But I think they say that if the vort is to... Right, what?
If you do a lawyer kavana.
Correct. If it's lawyer kavana. And if the shatz is getting them to lawyer, that's the shatz is doing it to get the oilum into it. The oilum could shry that.
The Gemara says isur. It's the ones that are from a pasuk.
Shelo yakbia, right? It doesn't say the word also, but it says shelo yakbia. You shouldn't, right?
That's a lav.
A lav. It's a lav. There's no negative lashon in there. God loshem v'itin reim shmo yachdav. Should do it like that. There's no lois.
It's
no
not. It's a lav. Abba Mikal Essay. Okay. So they may have a kach for an essay, but still a lav.
Okay. Omer Shimon ben Pazi, Menayin Sheina Metargim, the Metargim is not Rishoy, Lahagbiyakoli, Yosim Akkoyri, the Metargim is not allowed to raise his voice higher. Yosim Akkoyri used to be the Balkoyri, and there's someone that used to be Metargim because they didn't understand. They didn't understand the Lashon Kodesh.
The
someone is a Metargim, yeah, okay, I didn't see it. I've done by Svarda many times, but I haven't seen it. Taimini, maybe.
Yeah.
Shenema Moshe Yadaber, Moshe speaks, well, the Kim, Ya'anenu Bekoil. I looked at Rashi Chumash, Ya'anenu Bekoil, it seems like Kadosh Baruch Hu helped Moshe Rabbeinu's voice emanate to Klal Yisrael. I'm not sure exactly.
How could I hear him?
Look at the Rishonim over there, Kim, Ya'anenu Bekoil. But it seems like, at least from Tosis, basically, Tosis has a kasha. It says over here, with learning Adawad, Ein HaMetargim. The Metargim is not allowed to raise the voice. Yoisim in Akoyre. And what do we bring here from the Pasuk? Moshe Yedaber, Volekim, Yanenu Bekoil. So, the Gemara, Shein Talmud Loimer, it didn't have to say Bekoil in the Pasuk. Shein Talmud Loimer Bekoil, it should have said, Volekim, Yanenu. What's meant Bekoil? Or Matamud Loimer? Matamud Loimer Bekoil. Why did I say the word Bekoil? Bekoil Shel Moshe. It would sound like Moshe was the Koyre.
No, but the opposite. Tosfos says it's talking about one second. Hashem was the Kairah.
I understand, but in the Pashas of the Lashon HaGemara, it sounds like the Eibishter, who is the Metargim and who was the... Right, it sounds like the Eibishter is the Metargim, but the Kairah, it's not like that. Because the Metargim is not like Rishoy, like be Yosef
and
Akkoyer.
And
Arai is from the Eibishter, wasn't like be a Kairah thing. The Moshe was the Metargim. So Tosfos says... Tosfos says basically that Avada Moshe Rabbeinu was the Metargim, but the Eibishter really didn't have to raise his voice because he was only speaking to Moshe, and Moshe Rabbeinu was giving over what he heard from the Eibishter to Klal Yisrael. So he didn't have to, he could have spoken to him low, and Moshe Rabbeinu has to speak loud because his voice has to be heard for Gans Klal Yisrael. And nevertheless, still the Eibishter was Magbiya Koiloi. Loud, Kadesh Lo Yehei Koiloi Shel Moshe, which was the Metargim.
Which because we knew the Metargim has to be loud.
Correct. Because the Metargim can't be
quiet right here because he has to be
He has to be loud, and the Metargim can't be louder than the Koyre. So the Eibishter, which was the Koyre,
raised
his voice that Moshe, which is the Metargim, shouldn't be louder than
the
that's how Tosfos explains
like
the Gemara.
Rashi Chumash.
He prefaced by saying that.
Yes. Zok the Gemara. If the Metargim, also look like that in the Brayse, ain't a Metargim, Rishoy, Lagbiya, the Metargim shouldn't raise his voice, Yoysim in a Koyre, louder than the Koyre, the one that's learning. If you can raise his voice up enough like the Koyre, the Koyre lowers his voice down. The Yikra and Elaine's, but it's a Kishem Hashem. The Pasuk is, God Hashem in the Remishmo Yachdov, they have to be in an even type of a voice. What?
That's not this Pasuk.
So Yachdov. Oh, you're saying that's Oyna Omen, you're right. Oyna Omen, Shlo Yagbi Koyla, is God Hashem in the Remishmo Yachdov. For the Metargim, we learn from the Moshe Yidabe Velkim, Ya'anenu Bekoil. Tandia Mahochi, like that, in the Braisa, the Ishkemi Magbi Koil Yoisim and Akoire. And if he can't get up there, then the Koire should lower his voice, so that, like this, they're equal. Itmar. Itmar, we learned, Shnaim Sheochlu Ka'achas.
No, sometimes Yachtov, like we do by Kedusha, there's Machlakus, the Sfad and Ashkenaz, the Yachtov, they have to say it together, Mamish, by Kedusha. So that means they have to be the same, exactly the same loudness.
Mm-hmm.
Yachtov.
Okay. Itmar. Shnaim shochel ka'achas, two people ate together. Pligi Rav v'Rabbi Yochanan. Rav v'Rabbi Yochanan had a machloikis. Chad Omer, one says, Mirotzu l'zamen, if they want, they can be make zimun. V'chad Omer, Mirotzu l'zamen, ein mezamen, they can't do zimun. So Zokti Gemara, we'll bring it right.
What would be the Yisra?
What would be the Isra?
He's not saying Shem Malchus.
What would be the Isra, even though you're not saying Shem Malchus, but I guess it's something that wasn't Niskan like that. If Bechalzot, they don't, I guess, what do you mean? It would be like Gaiva, it would be you, Haro, you mean?
I was talking about one's going to be make the bracha and the other one won't make the bracha.
Maybe we're just going to achieve it.
Right, maybe
achieve
that's part of it. That's going to be the sugi a little bit later. If one is going to do it and not, that's not so Ezgal. When it's two, each one has to really make their own Bechus HaMozen. But you could still make your own Bechus HaMozen bench separate and still have this concept of Zimun. I don't know, Zimun.
Maybe it means that you're not achieving it.
Right, but that wasn't the Iker Tekanter, right. So maybe that's part of the Nakuda. Well, I think I've seen that that's one of the svara.
Maybe it just means you won't achieve anything. You're not turned off anything.
Anger is amnum is also. Right. He said, in rock was amnum, anger is amnum. You can't.
Also. Right, you shouldn't do it. Also, you shouldn't do it. Right, there's no. Right, but if there's no point, means there's nothing going on. Right. So why isn't there anything going on? What's wrong? What are we're still doing two better than one.
For whatever
some
reason,
concept,
we need three to make it to give Kiddush.
Right, Tavul Hashem. But two doesn't have anything.
Because if you're doing it, then it's like you're saying you don't need three. You're going to a minion, and you don't have a minion, and you're davening anyway. So then, what are you doing? So Adarabba, you're lowering.
Lowering the standards. Chadam emrotzel zamen emes zamen. Nan, we're not in the Mishnah. Shloisha shalchol kachas chayov zamen. Three people eat together. Chayov zamen zechiv zimun. Shloisha in mash medavka only three. Shnayim loy. So we see in the Mishnah two shouldn't be mezamen. So Gemara loy, it's not a raya. The Mishnah hosam choyver. The Mishnah is talking about chiyev. Chiyev, you need three. Hoch over here, the question the machloek is Rabbi Rabbi Yochanan was a rishos if they're allowed to do it. So we see nothing from the Mishnah. What? You have psukim in what? In
I don't understand. According to you, what do we have in the Mishnah for? Yeah, you have the whole Torah book stop. What do you mean Torah stop
for? The Gemara right here is bringing a Mishnah. Why is it just about psukim before?
So what do you need Torah book stop? Why do you need Torah Shabbat Peh for? You have Torah Shabbat stop. What are you asking?
Zok the Gemara. The Mishnah we see. I mean, in the Mishnah we see that some din of Shoshah. Right, the pasuk, the Mekoyer. But the Mishnah gets we see Shloish Achas Chayovin. So we want to make a deal. Shloish Ein Shloish Naim Loish. And Hosam the Kovle Bechoyve Miikor. Shain Hosam that the Choyve Hocher Shos Toshema. It says in the Mishnah Shloish Achul Kaachas Chayovin Lezamen. Not in the Mishnah. It's the Brisa. Shloish Achul Kaachas Chayovin Lezamen. VeEin Rishon LeCholik. And not a lot of split. So the Gemara Shloish Ein Shnaim Loish. So here Rashi adds. From the fact that we see Ein Rishon LeCholik, they're not allowed to split. Mashma, why can't they split? So Rashi, if two could have been doing it, so what's the big deal? One guy packs off, and
Shoyin. The first guy's not getting it.
Oh, so that's Tosis Kasha. So who said that's a Raya? What's the Dik? That means that the two are losing out. Maybe he shouldn't leave Ein Rishon LeCholik. He shouldn't leave, because then he'll lose out his Chiv. So Shoyin is Kasha. Toys at the end, Lamaisa says it's taki not a raya from three. It'll be a raya from four. Four are not allowed to split. I let them split into two and two. So they're still gaining. Everybody's gaining still that you have the two and the two. So why can't they split? Right. But the chazan, the two can do Zimon.
By the way,
but you're right. It'll be only three.
So Rishon Lechalik is a lotion of two.
Oh, right.
Rishon they.
That says that also. Toys says that. Inami, the last teretz in Toys, Einachem Mem Rishon Lechal, the bottom line. Aber Migdeton, Ein Rishon Lechal, Mashem Mikulu Pokat Zimun. Ein Rishon, all of them can, they're all going to lose out. Very good. The Mistalik Echem, if one leaves, so that's. Right, I said it. It's a Mishnah. Okay. I'm sorry, okay. Dafnun, I didn't get the Yetchkoich. Dafnun. Gimashach, Ein Rishon Lechal. Beautiful. Vechein Dalad, Vechein Chamisha, that's Mamish Dagmar. Shkoich, the Mishnah. So that we're bringing out right from that Mishnah. I guess even though the Mishnah over here says Shlosh Chayov Lezamen. So we said, oh, for Chiv, three, but maybe for the Rishus. There it says, if Reb Enj Rishoyin Lechala, you can split. Mashma, why not? But if it still have two, the Teretz is also. And for the Gemara, Shani Hasan, the Kovlu Bechayv Mikara. Since you had the Chiv in the first place, because you originally had three, so now you're going to lose out your Chiv. So you're right, you're going to be left in Rishus, but you're not going to have your Chiv.
Which means you could do it with two, but it's not ideal.
It's not ideal. So what's not ideal? I am getting a Kiyum of Zimun. If I could do it, what am I losing out? Rashi Zokta, I'm missing out the level of Chiv, which is God la mitzvah v'oyser, mishayna mitzvah v'oyser. In other words, at first I was bothered.
Right.
Why isn't that enough that I'm losing? I wasn't Makai Machiv. Right. So I did it Rishuzdik, but I didn't get Machiv. It seems like that wouldn't be a taina. Once I do it, I was Makai Zimun, I got Zimun. Rishuz Chayva, I wasn't as high, fine. But
so
I did it.
You're losing at a marginal thing.
Right, but the Torah says I'm not getting that Maila of a Chiv. The Maila of having a Chiv is that it's Begeda Mitzvah Voice versus an Eina Mitzvah Voice. God La Mitzvah Voice, Misha Eina Mitzvah Voice. That's what Rashi says.
No, Rashi says. What does Rashi mean? Rashi says that if you mechayim the chiyuv, so you mechayim the mitzvah. But if you do a rishus, you're not getting a.
That's what I thought. That's what I said. That's what I would have thought. It doesn't sound like Rashi saying that. Rashi is saying God lamitzvah. Then why does he have to say God lamitzvah voice mishen mitzvah? Rashi should simply say you chal a chiyuv. You're not mechayim yechiyuv. Now it's a rishus. Where do you get yechiyuv from? That's
because
what I thought.
Because what you're doing is a rishus.
We know that. We know that. We already said two is a chiyuv. A three is a chiyuv. Two is a rishus. So it's finished. Game over. Gendik. It sounds like Rashi. God lametzuvah voice and mishenim tzuvah. That's the point. That you know, at the end of the day, if you even got it through rishus, lamaisa, you makayim zimun. You did zimun. Finished. So it was only rishus, Dick. You're right. That's what bothered me. It's not the same level. It's not the same level. God lametzuvah voice and mishenim tzuvah voice. Zok the Gemara weiter. Toshema hashamish oyu mishamish al hashnayim. There's a waiter that's mishamish for two people. Harezah oichli moem. He could eat with them. Afa pishul enosin rishus. Even though they didn't give him permission to eat, he can eat with them. Why? So Ktirashi Oichle Moim, because they're happy that he's eating with them, so they should have Zimun. Hoy Meshamash Allah Shloisha, but if he was a Meshamash, a servant, a waiter for three people, Hareza Oichle Moim, he cannot eat with them, Elam Kenosal Rishus, only if they give him permission to eat. Why? Because then they have Zimun even without him, so they don't need him, so he has to ask permission to eat with them.
What?
So what is
food?
What?
Or stealing the food? Or
I don't know. I don't know what the case is.
The
Rashi
then
says, "Ein kan gaiver." It's some kind of a gaiver.
On whom?
On the shamish.
That he feels comfortable eating
with them without being invited into the matzv. He's the waiter. He's the shamish. He's not. It's not pasnish for him to do that. He has to ask permission.
They can't
if in case of two. Of the three, no, the three, so he doesn't, ain't oichli moim, if they give him rishos, I guess if they give him rishos, he's saying that once they give him rishos,
they didn't give him rishos,
then he can, he ate anyways,
so he stole, but that means he
stole, could he have revenge,
not only
can
he
sort of,
he have revenge, he stole his food.
Saying that's gzeila,
how do you know it's their food necessarily?
Right, we don't know what exactly.
It doesn't look like
the food
is
still like it's gzeila here.
Sitting
right.
With them. That's the way it's
mashal in
the
halacha.
That's
gzeila.
I don't know if it's who's.
Rashi says
gaiv. Right, Rashi says gaiv. The question is a question of gaiv over here, if they want him or not. But also, don't forget, the shamish technically is not really a guy that is the most matzav of Zimun because he's not part of them.
There's another thing. It's sakana. If he's serving them and the food smells great and he doesn't eat, sakana. So he's allowed to eat, but he can't sit down with them.
Mm-hmm. You saying it from yourself?
No, it's halacha.
Okay.
It was brought down later.
Okay. I know that I'm saying, but he's saying, do you want to say that's the pshat here?
Yeah.
Al kaponim shteida. So what does it say here in this? Was this a braisa or a mishnah? It seems like a braisa, yeah, right? So anyways, so what are we bringing a right? We're bringing a right that it says clearly that what? So now so Rashi speaks out.
Obviously
if
two.
Right, if two could be duzimun, so also
then it would be gaiva.
Right, so it would be gaiva. How could he eat without permission? Because they don't need
him
either. They don't really need him for two. Just like they don't need him by three, they shouldn't need him by two. So it sounds like two cannot do zimun, so they need him. And for the Gemara, Shani Hossam, again, the Nichalehu, the Mikvulu Bechoyva. They want him, because like this, they should have a Chiyav Zimun. So therefore, he can eat with them without Rishos, without asking Rishos. Again, because they want Choyva, the Rashi, God Lametzuv Voitza. Toshima, Noshim Mizamnois La'atzmon. Noshim could be Mizamnois La'atzmon. They can have their own Zimun. V'avodim mizamna la'atzman. Avodim can have their own zimun. Noshim v'avodim uktanim. If you have noshim avodim and uktanim, imrotzu l'zamen. If they want to be mizamen, ein mizamna. Rashi speaks out. The problem is the avodim with each. Avodim with noshim is preetzes, and avodim with uktanim is also a mishkev zocher right. Issue. The avodim are parutz and mishkev zocher, so they start up with the uktanim. So noshim mizamnes naatzim separately, vavodim mizamnes naatzim. But noshim vavodim ktanim together, ein imrotzul zamen, ein mizamnes. Frek the Gemara, v'homei noshi, 100 ladies ketrei gavri dami, is no better than two men. Rashi speaks out, meaning they don't have a chiv. Noshim don't have a chiv of zimun. All they are going to be is no better than two men.
Even if there's 100 women,
which means nothing.
Which means not right. Means no chiv. Means only two men. And what? Biktani. And nevertheless, we learned Noshim Mizalmas La'atzman. When you have Noshim, they can be Mizalman La'atzman. So we would see a Raya that two should be able to be Mizalman. Two is a Rishos, at least you can be Mizalman. So it's a Raya that Trey Mizalmanin. And for the Gemara, what's Nishke Raya? What's the Raya? Shani Hosim Ikadeyes. And the Hanami, 100 women are not better than two in the sense that they're only a chiyev, that they're not a chiyev, they're only a rishos. But of course, 100 ladies, or three, at least three ladies, have the mile that have deis. They have 3 days. They can say the shaykh to this pasuk of God Hashem iti in a very mishmayachd. There's three of them, whereas two, maybe two men, maybe they can't. You know, the 100 ladies are like two men klapi chiyev. You want to know if it's a chiyev? No. They're like two men that it's only rishus. But of course they have the maila of having three people that their day is. So of course, the Kriyashi, the Ikka Meshum Gadol Hashem Iti, they have the concept of Gadol Hashem Iti, which is three in the Pasuk. But the question here, two don't have Gadol Hashem Iti because it's Mashu from the Pasuk three. So could two be Mimzalam Bechal? Maybe not. So it's not a very from here.
I had a friend that took a long time until he had a boy.
Okay.
So he wanted to have Zimun. He had a lot of daughters. So he made Zimun when he ate by himself with his family. He made Zimun with his
daughter.
But I was a guest. So right. If he's there, it's not priestess if he does it, because it's only priestess if the Nashim are alone.
Yeah, but you were there.
No, but he's there. The husband's there. Right. So it won't be priestess.
Right. So Tosis brings Mekam Mashma, the Nashim Yichoy L'Sazama La'atzma, the Nashim can be Mezama for themselves, and they're for themselves. V'chein also Benoiz Rabbeinu Avram, Chomav Shrabbeinu Yehuda Al-Pi Avien, Umi Lo Nag Ha'olam, Ken, it's not the Minig Ha'olam.
Except the Beisakos do it anyway. Yeah. When they eat lunch together, they make a Zimun, even though they don't have three men.
They do?
Yeah.
Okay.
You with it?
Okay. Why do you think they know how to sing Benson?
Well, I'm saying, if they're learning Myral and they're learning Chumash and Gemara with Masho, then I guess they can do Zimun.
No.
It doesn't sound like the biggest problem for themselves.
They learn the Neviim Ksuvim, which is okay.
Yeah, they learn much more than that. Okay.
How does it help you to Gadol Hashem? It doesn't help us. We're looking for a chiyuv. Everything else before we said was. But you're saying what's going to help if it's not a chiyuv, but it's. I mean, every terrace beforehand, it wasn't a chiyuv.
Right.
That's a terrace. Just because it's based doesn't mean it's.
Before we're talking about two men, the shaila is because it's not Gadol Hashem Iti, do they have some kind of a mila of having a rabbin? Noshim, even though you're right, they're never going to become into a chiyev, but at least have the physical sense of the Gadol Hashem Iti. It's some resemblance of that Gadol Hashem Iti. Two is not Gadol Hashem Iti. So the question is, do they have some rishus or not? Hey, it's saying, if it's not a chiyev, then it doesn't have the Gadol Hashem Iti in the form of chiyev. So he's saying, what's the maila? You're saying, what's the maila? It seems like there's still a maila. Also, the kedayis. So there's a maila. They have this. The shaykh that is Gadol Hashem Iti.
Can't bring a raya.
You can't bring a raya for what if it only be two men. Rashi says, Chashivi lohoid is tvei. The more chash to be moided to the Ebishter as a unit of three more than two men. Because they have the Gadol Hashem Iti. In fact, the Gemara, Yehochi, if so, aim a sefer. Look at the sefer. It says there, Noshim va'avodim, Noshim and avodim, im rotzu lezamen, im lezamen. Noshim and avodim together can be mezamen. Amayloi, why not? Well, ikka deis. So you're right, there's no chiyuv, but it's deis. And for the Gemara, Shani Hosam, Shim Pertusa, which we spoke of the Rashi before. Rashi already said that the Gemara is going to say that the problem of Noshim and avodim together is a new problem, already Mishim Pertusa. That's preaches, that's a different problem. Testayim, let's bring exactly the Gemara. Testayim, let's bring a Rai, the Rav, the Omar. The Rav is the one that says
that they should.
That im rotzu lezamen ein mezamen, and it shouldn't be mezamen. Domer Ravdimi by Yosef. Ravdimi by Yosef said, Omer Rav, in the name of Rav, Shloish Shoch Lekach, three people ate together. V'yotz Echman Lashuk. One guy left and went out. Koyrin lo, you call him back.
No, Koyrin lo,
he doesn't have to come back. I meant to say, Koyrin lo, you call him. Umezamen olav ein mezamen. The Gemara is going to say later he answers. Here, Mezamen Olav, you use him for Zimun. And Rashi says, even if he doesn't come all the way back, he can become part of the Zimun. So if the Gemara time it, the reason
what's
is...
What's Rashi saying?
Mother, he stays in a spot where he
from
is.
From far away.
And he answers them.
But the point is he's not stuff. He's just not sitting there.
Correct. Und man sagt, dass die Rashi, wenn ich eine Boetzlam. But basically, they always, the Rabbi Yisrael will mention the Zimun, and the Nevarich is that we're going to do it. So he participates in that. Them. He hears it, he answers.
Because
and
Rashi is the Yikus from Zamnum Olof. Olof, so he came
right.
back, that's the regular Zimun.
Correct. So time the Koyen Loi. It's only because we call him. Holoi Koyen Loi, Loi, they would be stuck. So it sounds like they have to go. So you see, two is not. Shani Hossam again, the Ikvulu Bechoyv Mikor. They had a Choyv Mikor with three. And this guy left. So the Mela didn't want to have back that God Lamatsov voice, so they want to have the Chiyev back. So the Mela they call him back. But Avad, if he wouldn't come back, maybe Rishus they would have. So it's not a Raya that Rav holds that two can do Zim.
They have an Avera. The problem is.
The guy that breaks it, he's a president.
Yeah,
right.
And they also have, even if it's not their fault, it's at least to try to. They also have a problem.
They have a problem that they lose out.
They
but
lose out. No, right. They had a chayv and they're not kind of chayv.
But he, it's because he left.
So what? So they still have an shoygi?
The oiv and shoygi, that's a shoygi.
So there are others, so there's still others.
Zog the Gemara. It is time the Rabbi Yochanan who the Omar im rotzel lezamen im zamen. We'll bring it right. Rabbi Yochanan is the one that says im rotzel lezamen im zamen. If two want to do zimun, they can't do zimun. The Omar Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan, send the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Shnayim she'ochlu. Two, eight. No, it's like it's looking at the side and the previous stuff is different gears. Okay. Shnayim she'ochlu ka'achas. Two, eight ka'achas. Echad mehem yoytze bevirches chaveroi. 2-8, one is Yoytze Bebirchus Chaveroi. The Havinabom, we asked, Michael Mashlum, what's the Chiddush of Rabbi Yochanan? Tanina, we're learning the Mishnah. Shama Veleyono, Yotze. Shama Veleyono is Yotze.
Why?
Because Shemei Koine is Yoytze, even without answering Gomen. So what's Rabbi Yochanan's Chiddush? The Shnaim Kochachas, one benches, and the other one is Yoytze. So Rashi, so for Amir Rebzeirah, so Rebzeirah said, there must be, Loimar, the Rabbi Yochanan is coming to say, Shein Birchus HaZimun Beinem, there is no Zimun between them. And that's what it means. One guy makes the bracha and there's moitzianim. There is no zimun here. What's the raya? Rashi speaks out that it's understood from Rashi that it must be Rabbi Yochanan is coming to teach us that you don't need zimun. The kivan the echad yoytze bebirchas chaveroi. The lashon of Rabbi Yochanan is one guy's yoytze bebirchas chaveroi. Ashmi inam the ain zimun. Why? Where do you see from that there's no zimun? The I yesh zimun birchas shneim here again. This is the concept of zimun. It becomes a birchas of shneim. Because he says Nivarch, let's bench. And he answers Baruch Hu. It's between both them, they're benching here together. It could
so it could be
even afterwards, whatever you're doing the Zimun, could be again, maybe one guy's ending up benching. But because they're doing Zimun and they're saying Nivarch and Baruch, it becomes a Birchas Shneihem.
And then he should be Yoitz by both of them, not by one of them.
Correct. It sounds like one person is Yoitze Birchas Chaveroi. If it would be working through Zimun, it's not your Yoitze Birchas Chaveroi. We're both doing it's a Birchas Shneihem. So
Rashi
that's where the Diyuk is.
A different nusach, because we don't say Baruch.
I understand.
So Rashi
but the
has
concept. No, I understand. I understand. But the Nakuda here is it would be a Birchas Shneihem rather than one is Yoitze Birchas Chaveroi. Zimun makes it Birchas Shneihem.
One unit.
So if it says here that one person is Yoitze Birchas Shneihem, Behech Rabbi Yochanan is coming and say, you don't do Zimun. And you don't do Zimun, so then it's Yoitze with the Bracha of your friend. But it's not a Birchas Zimun, it's not a Birchas Shneihem. So that's obviously what the Zayr is saying. That's obviously what Rabbi Yochanan is coming to say, that by two there is no Zimun. So we have it right. Rabbi Yochanan is the one that says there's no Zimun.
But you actually saying that when you start off a rosem around benching, so then when you go on benching, it's all part of the same bracha, and that's why the mevarech has to say the first bracha out loud, because the emerson, you've been yoyser with him.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Otherwise, so you see that the beginning of Rabbi Rosem around benching is.
It's part of the start of
benching.
Yeah. I think the point is, I think your boys of benching is not part of the Zimun yet. I think, what's it called? The Nevorich starts, there's the real Zimun. Yeah.
If you don't hear, let's say, since the Zimun makes it into one bracha, right, so then you will mazamun and you decided not to listen to the rest of it.
If what?
It says he makes it like it's one bracha, right?
Right.
So
that's
like
by Zimun. Right.
So somebody joins the Zimun and doesn't
Correct.
Doesn't
he didn't eat with them.
No, he ate with them.
But
so he's over for Mason.
One second. Let me ask my question. You can answer. You can give you your chance. One second.
Okay, so he's not answering with him?
He just said that his bracha, as even makes it like it's one bracha, right?
Bricha shneim, right.
Right. So if one person benches, does that, and the guy's not paying attention to anything, so does that help for him as a bricha shneim? Is that what that means?
I guess he's part of this bricha shneim, but he still has to listen to every word of benching to be yotze benching. Saying if he's not going to listen to benching, he's not going to be yotze. But this benching will still be a bircha shneim because they collectively are benching nevarich lelekeinu. They're doing this zimun. That we're doing this together. We're doing this process of benching it in this form. But you're right. But so it does have the ma'ala. But on the other hand, you also have to bench, and either you're benching yourself or you're listening from someone else. That's saying the benching.
But
in
Rashi
addition
says,
to what already took place, that he created this bircha shneim.
Okay, Rashi says, well, who oina? If he's not
right.
Oina, he's not part of it. It's just the chiddush that shomei ka'oina, even if he doesn't say amen.
Correct.
But if he does, neither listens.
No, of course.
Answers,
no, he's saying if he...
Gormish.
No, he said if he answers, but then he doesn't listen to the benching.
No, because he does nothing.
That's what he said. He didn't listen to the benching.
He didn't listen to the bench. You wonder if that's still a bircha shneim, and the choyer would be mashma yes. It would be a bircha shneim because you made this whole zimun here, getting prepared to bench and doing the nevorich, and he answers, "Baruch shecham l'shloi," that we ate together, and we're going to bench. But then, you still have to listen to the benching.
Yeah.
So it's a raya that Rabbi Yochanan is the one that holds that there's no zimun by two.
Omalei
Rava, this time it's a raya.
That the Mavarach has to say the first broch out loud because
correct.
Of this Rashi.
Right.
So it's mashma that the way we do it, that if he doesn't listen to anything from the benching, you're not going to.
Right. He has to listen regardless to the benching because he's going to have to be yoitza with Shemei Koine somehow. He doesn't listen to benching, he doesn't know how does he get benching. He has to be as a chiv to bench.
He'll bench later. He's not
going to
have
Zeman. We're talking about he's not Yotze with
he's not going to be Yotze later, but he doesn't have Zeman, and he's live around his field.
So if you don't stay there, you have to look up in the law. If you don't stick around till the after Birchas Hazon, you're not Yotze Zeman. That's what you're saying?
Yes.
Okay.
And that's why I'm asking the halacha, as far as I remember.
Right, if I remember correctly too. You're right. Okay. Amalei Rava bar Ravuna de Ravuna. Rava bar Ravuna said to Ravuna, bar Rabbonon. The Rabbonon does my Rava. The Rabbonon came from Eretz Yisrael. Amri, they said, in Rotsu Lezamen, if two want to be Mezamen, yeah, Mezamen. So my love, the Shemilu, um Rabbi Yochanan. They must have heard of Rabbi Yochanan, which was in Eretz Yisrael. Who else would have it? Because if we just brought a ride, Rabbi Yochanan is the one that holds not Mezamen. It means Rav is the one that holds you could do it too. So if the Rabbanon from Eretz Yisrael heard that you could do two, who they heard from if not Rabbi Yochanan? So we want to kind of say that's a shtimtish what we just said. Rabbi Yochanan is the one that said Eim Mezamen. How else? Who else would they have heard it from if not Rabbi Yochanan?
Why?
So I guess Rabbi Yochanan was not so like him. So and for the Gemara, loy the Shmilu Merav. They heard it from Rab, but Rab was also at one point in Eretz Yisrael. Mikame the Nachas the Bavel before he made his way down to Bavel. Before he went to Bavel, he was also in Eretz Yisrael. They must have heard it from Rav that Ein Mezamnen. I'm sorry, that Mezamnen before Rav came to Bavel. Rabbi Yochanan is the one that holds Ein Mezamnen. Gufa. We previously learned Amar Rav Dimei Bar Yosef and Rav. Shloisha Shachal Ka'achas, 3 ate together. V'yotze Echman Lashuk, and one guy packed out. Koyre lo, you call him Mezamnen. All of they do zimin on him. Amar Abaye, Zokta Abaye. V'hu the koyre lo, they called him V'oni, and he answered. He has to answer. This wasn't said. No, this wasn't said to Kirashi that you don't have to come all the way in. You can stay where you are as long as this yochid hears them and he answers that it's good enough for the zimun. That's only b'shloisha. Avil ba'asara adenaisi. By asara, he has to come. He has to come back and join them. So Kirashi, the Gemara is going to say because once it's askar Hashem Shemayim, he has to be there. Mask of Rashi. And to Santa Kasha, Adarab, Ibchem is Tabri. It's mashma, the opposite, the faket should be. Tisha, Nirin Kasar. If you look at a group of 9 people, it looks like 10. You can't really differentiate between 9 and 10. So it looks barely the same. But Shnayim, Nirin Kishloisha. The difference between 2 and 3 is stark. It's a huge difference. So by 3, by 2, the third guy should really come back. That should at least look like a 3. But by the 9, no, Zala Blabendon. So it should be the opposite. And for the Gemara, not everything was. It sounds like that was the time. But for Hilchas Kemazuta, the Alocha Lamais like Kemazuta, my time, the Nekuda is, Kivin the Boiler at Kurish Shem Shemaim, you have to mention Shem Shemaim, Botsim Asar, Lav Orich Arer. It sounds like Sinishkan der Cheritz, mentioning Shem Shemaim.
What?
It's not also, I don't know.
Let's say,
that the man's mask is Shem Shemaim, and you're not coming all the way. You have to be there for the first Kurish Shem Shemaim.
Yeah. That let's say you have 8 people down here, and 2 people go up to the Eshnoshim. So you see, the Gemara says here, the Karolay, it has to be there. Up there doesn't help. So even though they could answer, but
do you know if the case of Karolay and the answers is talking about they can see each other? Maybe because they can't see each other.
No.
If you can see each other, maybe it's called the same cheder.
Rashi turns around and faces them, and he answers them.
He faces them, he answers them.
But he has to come there.
But does it say he sees them?
It has to be that way. No, Vifna. Yeah. Like he's turning back to them, no?
Call them, turn back. I don't know. He's outside the door.
Can't call him, he's around the corner. By a minion, he has to come. So let's say in Chalamay, that some be a Kavitzvah and some don't. And they make him
two different rooms, right.
And they make him a Chitzvah. If they don't...
They want a bench afterwards.
You don't have a minion for cash.
That's the right. That's a Shiloh. One Cheder, not Cheder. Royan Elu, Aselu. But usually those Mechitzas have two separate... A lot of them have two separate minyanim till... You're saying the ones that have one minion.
No.
One
if
minion.
If you want to have one minion, so you have to have more than Yuramis, the door open.
Again, that's what I said. Royan Elu Aselu. If they see each other, could be it's much better. I'm not sure if this guy is answering that he's seeing each other. Pashtus, it sounds like he turns around and he's seeing each other.
Rashi says they have to come there.
Right. No, I know that. So I have to come. I know. He's saying come there is mashma. That's not enough. They see each other. You have to physically come into that room. Okay. I hear you. I'm saying maybe that is not Shem is considered one room with this room. A different room is a different room, but the same room we have to stand within Dal Damas. I don't know what the gather is exactly. Okay.
Rashi's Lashon is Ad Asher Gabayu.
Gabayu. Okay.
Not that they see each other.
Zok to Gemara. Tanya Nama. Amr Abaye. Amr Abaye. Nekatinon. Shnayim shochel ka'achas mitzvah lecholik. Now this is not Tani Namahocher Braise. Shnayim shochel ka'achas mitzvah lecholik. This is not like Rabbi Yochanan said previously. Rabbi Yochanan was the one that said before, Omer Rabba Bechonam Rabbi Yochanan, Shnayim shochel ka'achas echad yoytzu b'birchas chaveiro. We just said that before. Echad yoytzu
b'birchas
chaveiro. The bride, I don't think the Gemara is going to, yeah. The Braise, but yeah, Rabbi Yochanan didn't make a chilik. Yeah. Rabbi Yochanan wasn't making a chilik. Some, I think, some should say Rabbi Yochanan didn't see this braise.
The
Gemara makes a chilik in the braise, but Rabbi Yochanan said a statement. Rabbi Yochanan said a blanket statement. Didn't make a chilukim. And here the braise says that shnayim shachul ka'achas mitzvah lecholik. Right. So the Gemara be medva mamurim kishishneim soifer. But they both know how to bench. What?
They know how to make the bracha.
Right. They know how to make the bracha. But echad soif, echad bur. One is a bur. Amoritz doesn't make the birchas amozen. And soif and mevorich will bur yoitze and the bur is yoitze. But it sounds like over here, two eat together, mitzvah lecholik. What's the vort?
Because you supposed to make your own bracha.
Why?
Because it's more kavod. You have better kavana.
Zogt.
In other words, we
don't say Amen. Shnayim she'achlu, even if they ate together, birchas ha-moitzi, one made a moitzi for the other. Mitzvah lecholik she'yivarech kol echad birchas ha-mozen la'atzmoy. Everyone should make their own birchas ha-mozen by two. B'medvam ha-murim k'she shnayim yoidun levarech. We just said that we both know how to bench. Aval echad yedev ha-shen yedev mevarech ha-yedev v'yoyitz ha-shen. Zok the Mishnah Berurah. Kaloimar, the afal gav the bidi evid av be birchas hamozen bevada yoytzu de chaveir. Bevada bidi evid, one will be yoytzu with his friend. Hamoytziyah, that's moytziyah. Mekom lekatchilu mitzvah lecholik. Hatam shechilku be birchas hamozen lahamoytziyah. And hamoytziyah, two people, you make a bracha for me, be moytziyah me. Lekatchilu, it's beside you. She could do that, maybe it's even a maila. Berivam, but in birchas hamozen not. Why? The kud is the betchilas asuda shekoyvim lechel yachdov. They're both sitting down to eat together. Daiton lehitz tarif, coming together. So there's a tziruf here. Even with two people, you moitzi me. Ma she eikem besoif asuda. We're on the run. We're on the go out. Besoif asuda daiton lehiporid zemizeh. So once they were ready to leave from it, the das of the towards end of the suit is not so connected. Everybody should. The eshoytam b'shem the birchas hamazon is the raisa, the chmira, but the raisa. Everybody should have their own birchas hamazon. But behind the prima godim, the nochen lochesh l'tamer rishon. What's going to be enough kamin according to two tamim? That if you didn't need a kadei sviya, you only chayv birchas hamazon to rabbanon according to the svara that only because it's the raisa you should make a bracha on yourself.
You don't have the
raisa. You don't have the raisa here. But behind the prima godim, the nochen lochesh.
Maybe then it's better.
Chayshish for the tamer rishon.
If you don't have the raisa, maybe better bring it with your raisa.
No, but let's say both don't have a deraisa. Both ate right, only.
If one does and one doesn't, then maybe I should start with the deraisa.
Right,
by the way, that halacha is not like Rashi. Rashi says Mishal Chalak even for Hamotzi.
Right.
Could be he's correct. Talking about having left a mishnah for a Sudas mitzvah. No, because there's only one set of left a mishnah.
Doesn't say that. Making a kimta, okay?
Rashi
right, the Birchas HaMotzi, Rashi, he's right, Rashi brings the Birchas HaMotzi, but they talk about this Rashi, they're handling around this Rashi with the Birchas HaMotzi piece. The Choy was handling it here, Birchas HaMotzi here. Bur, not a bur. Usually if the word is bur, not bur, HaMotzi, I think they all know how to make. The problem is usually the Birchas HaMotzi. So they talk about Rashi, right? Rashi bringing the HaMotzi here. But Al Kaponim, that's the brazen. The two people, mitzvah lichalik, one shouldn't make for the other. But
there's another reason why it's mitzvah lichalik, is why should they wait for each other? They have to, by the hamotzi. If you wait for each other, it's a hefzik.
What, by hamotzi?
By hamotzi.
But again, it sounds like even when there's no hefzik, they wash together, two sinks. Here, you make a kemtis, okay? Zogt, di gemore. Omer Rava. How milsa this thing that I'm going to say now? Mirita, no, I said it. Vitaim, if you want to say Mishmei Reb Zeira, then Reb Zeira said it, and he said it kavasi like me, holds like me. That watch. Shloish Rochel Kachas, three people ate together. Echad mavsik l'shneim, l'shneim. One has to be mavsik. In other words, if both two want a bench, one has to stop eating, do the zimun with them, wait till they finish the first bracha of Birchas Hazon, and continue eating. Ve'ein shneim mavsik l'echad. Two are not required to stop eating because one guy wants to finish. Let him wait till they finish. Mar to Abba Mar, which was his son. Ihu him Rav Papa v'chad. There were three people: Rav Papa, someone else, Rav Papa's son. Rav Papa and the stranger stopped for Rav Papa's son. So you see, two stop for one. And for the Gemara, Shani Rav Papa, the lefnim Ashur Sadin with the oven. He didn't really have to do it. He did it lefnim Ashur Sadin. Rashi says la'achshuvei. To give chashivas for his son. Like, well, he wanted to pump up, build up his son. As a son's a chashiva person. So he stopped for his son, even though he wasn't required to, because there were two stopping for him. He's saying, what was the chashiva for the other guy to do?
No,
he
wanted a different problem. Yeah. How could the son tell his father, stop eating so
Who
I
said
like
he told his father? His father saw the son stop, and he knows his son wants to go learn, and he stopped for him, even though he didn't have to stop.
He says
lachshuve,
Rashi says.
Right, lachshuve, to machshuvim, but doesn't say that the son said, please stop.
So that third guy has to wait for the other two people? That's what we're saying?
No, it's not sure on the third guy, because now two of them wanted it.
They both stopped for this one guy.
They don't,
but in this case, they stopped. Both of them stopped.
They don't have to stop.
That's correct. They finish eating, and then one guy has to wait till they finish eating, and then they do it together.
One guy has to still wait.
Still wait, and then until they do it all together.
It's not fair on the third guy, because now the Papa wanted to stop it, and now there were two against one. You asked, why did the third person have to stop him?
Right.
Terrence says, now the Papa wanted to stop it, he was two already.
I hear.
Now it's Papa and
Once
son
he's
already.
Stopping, right. Then he's
anyway,
once
says,
two are stopping, then he's mechayev to stop.
Right. Anyway, because it's about Papa's Talmud, he has no choice. The right from Lazamin. Rashi says the right from Lazamin. He's mashma that they told him. Over here, by the Papa's son, could be that he just saw. But Rashi's lashon over there. After mashma,
the right from Lazamin.
They tell him.
So he's saying maybe the third guy wouldn't be mechoyev. I think that's what he's saying. The third guy wouldn't be mechoyev, even if her papa stops. But if he's not doing Zimun right now, then the one is not meshuvah to the two either, in a sense. So two, it's not considered.
Right.
Okay. Zok the Gemara.
Well, my people are not got muscle by a wedding that even nine will stop for the tenth.
Yehuda ba mireimer my peramashi, but. The chasnas is not mashal zimun, not zimun. You're rimit stal. If you're not mashal, right. Everybody's on their own. Another shayl in the poskim. Yehuda ba mireimer ba mireivashi brevachem medifter. They karchi rifter. They ate bread. Bahada adodi. La have a buchah. They didn't have one of them from the three. They have a mufluk mechavrei. That was episode aggressive. Talmud chochem. Bigger other gadol. They were all equal. There was no one bigger than the other. Levruchelu den shabench. And Rashi brings that basically the Gemara later says that the gadol. The gadol is the mevarich. So Amri, the Gemara says his Amri ches. Tzarich lem Amri v'chein berif berosh berif. Amri, so they said hodet nam. Melut ne mishne shloi shachul ka'achas chayov lezamin. So they said they didn't. If three ate together, there's a chiyuv zimun. Hanami lahechad ikah adam gadol. When there's not adam gadol, so he's going to bench. Aval hechad ikah adam ninu. When they're all equal, then chiluk brachas adif. The chiluk brachas is better, and barichin is shlonavshei, and everybody benches for himself. They wanted a taina that the whole chiyuv to bench together, and the zimun is only if there's an adam gadol. But if there's no adam gadol and they're all equal, they should really bench separately and not do zimun. Also, the kamei demereimer, they came in front of the meremer. This was after they benched by themselves. This was after the fact. Amalahu, he told them, "Yidei bracha yitzasim, you were yoytzer, you birchas amazon." Abidei zimun lo yitzasim. In other words, you still had a chi of zimun, even though there's no gadol. Avad, if there's a gadol, the gadol is mavarich. But if there's no gadol, you still have a chi of zimun.
So the half amina was that since making your own bracha is such a big inyan.
There's an inyan of your own, right? And if you don't have this maila of the gadol mavarich that he's doing the zimun here, this chashivas of gadol shamiti, the gadol is doing it, then there's no chashivas of the then the separate bracha takes precedence.
It could be that they were learning that there's no din of zimun at all if there's no gadol. I think that you're wrong.
Right. But what would that svar be? There's no zimun if there's no gadol. Where's the gadol Hashem eating reim shmoyachda? There's no gadol. So
you see, so the Moshe Rabbeinu said it.
The gadol is always the one saying and gadol Hashem eating. So maybe there's no gadol Hashem eating when there's no gadol. And he said no. After became there is zimun. Zok the Gemara. Oh, v'chi tamer. If you want to say nahadav and azaman, you should go now and do the zimun. And obviously, I think they speak out. The achronim. It doesn't mean you're going to say nevarich l'shal shachalim. They're already benched. They already ate. It's done with. But maybe it should be some kind of a new nusach to get some kind of a zimun even after the fact that they benched. We should restructure the zimun here. But nevertheless, there should be a zimun. Should do it now. And for the gemara, no, you don't do that because ain zimun l'mafrei. You can't do zimun l'mafrei once you already benched. There's no concept of zimun. There's no zimun l'mafrei. Zog the Gemara, bo, if someone comes in from the outside of Motzon and he finds a chabur, because I'm a varchim with a benching ma'oim, what does he say? Achreim, what does he say after them? It sounds like there was a dovah posh that daf epizog. Once there's a zimun going on here, and there's this dovah shebekdusha here from Gadla Shemitin Rem Shemay Yachdav, he has to say something. The shayla was, what does he say? Rav Zvid Omer Baruch HaMavarech, he says Baruch HaMavarech, Rav Papa Omer, and he says, Oina Omer, and he answers Omer. Rashi says he says Baruch HaMavarech because he can't say Shachal HaMishlo. He didn't eat. Lamaisin in the point it's brought the Mishnah brings down. It's brought down that if a person only drinks, it's enough. He can say Baruch Shachal HaMishlo because Ashti is Bechal Achila. He can say Baruch Shachal HaMishlo. But if someone didn't eat anything, what does he answer? Again, it doesn't mean the guy that drank could be part of a zimun, could be part of three.
If he wants to just answer,
he could technically say Baruch Shechal Mishlo. But if the guy didn't drink or eat anything, what does he say? Baruch Mavoyrach. Or he answers, Amen. Zok the Gemara, V'loi Pligi. V'loi Pligi. And they're not arguing. Oh, Dashkechinu. He came in, he found them, the Ka'amri Nevarich. The Mezaman is saying Nevarich Shechal Mishlo. So he answers back, Baruch Who am a varich shmoy tamed loylam void? That's the Tosis brings Reb Zvid. The Reb Maschi Reb Zvid. Ubahak pasak you say baruch hu am a varich shmoy tamed loylam void. And if it's asara, you answer baruch hu elikenu am a varich shmoy tamed loylam void. So if he says nevarech, so he answers back this whole baruch hu mevarech. And v'ho the ashkechinu the ka'amri baruch. So the Gemara speaks out. Ashkechinu the ka'amri nevarech. If he finds them saying nevarech, he finds them mezamen saying nevarech. Oymer says baruch mevarech. Ashkechinu, he finds them saying, answering back already. The ka'amri baruch. They answer back baruch shochanu shloi. Then he answers amen. Yeah?
Yep.
Okay. Tani Chad, it's like the Gemara. Tani Chad, when one in Brom Brai says, Omen Acha Bechaysev, someone answers Omen after his own brachas, I raise him a Shubach, it's Meshubach. But Tani Idach, in another Brai, we want to raise him a Guna, it's a Gnai, it's not a good thing to answer Omen after your own brachas. And for the Gemara, Loi Kashi. It's not Kashi. Ha B'Boyne Yerushalayim, one of them is B'Boyne Yerushalayim, Ha B'Shai Brachas. Rashi speaks out, what's the word of answering Omen after B'Boyne Yerushalayim? Because it's the end of Brachas. And Rashi speaks out, it's like kindly the end, because the three Brachas, the first three Brachas are the Raisa. So you're over, you finish benching in the Raisa purpose, for the in respect to the Raisa, you finish benching. Rashi speaks out, it's not just the end of B'Boyne Yerushalayim, it doesn't mean Dafke B'Boyne Yerushalayim. After finishing any Brachas, you don't. Lamashal, Yishtabach, is the end of Psukah de Zimri, or the end of Vesoy Birchas Krishma, Gol Yisrael. It's technically the end of your Brachas. Pas to Zogna and Omen, that now, because Omen is, we don't do that, but it's fast to say, and Omen Ad Kana Zivim Zogt. Omen, we're finished. But Avada, it's a Gnai, if you're not finishing, you're still making Brachas, and you're still saying Omen, that's Meguna, because it sounds like you don't know what you're talking about. You're still going to say more Brachas, and you're already saying Omen, as if you don't. So that's the Meguna. But it's not dafka technically by B'nai Yerushalayim, it's by any brachas where it's safe to call a brachas, the conclusion at the gemara of the brachas, you say an omen. So that's when you do say omen, but if it's not the gemara, then it's meguna. Abaye only le bekoli. Abaye answered bekoli this din of this omen after B'nai Yerushalayim. Kehecha de lishmu pa'alim, the pa'alim, the workers should hear. Velekumu, they should get up. Why? So why did he say this loud? So he wanted to teach it. Because he held that Hatoiv HaMeitiv Lav D'Raisa. He held that Hatoiv HaMeitiv Lav D'Raisa. So he felt it's better if they go back to work. I think some of the Farsh will say, all right, some of the Farsh will say maybe it was workers, it was their own, his Abaya's workers, or even if not, he held it's more important for the payalim purposes because no one's going to hire them if they're going to hack around the Agansa Bechzamazim and leave for too long. He wants them to contain their job, to keep their job. What?
I thought it was Ask Geneva. This
could be. I don't know if it comes to Mamish Geneva. They're doing Brachad Rabbanan over there. They're getting paid. But they need to bench. But I guess he held that it's better. Right. Either for their purposes. Saying God's Geneva, you see some things God's Geneva. I think it was for their purposes. They should be hired. Or to show, you're right, to show this concept, Atkan is the Raisa, and if it's the shine of the Rabbanon, now you have to go back, and you don't have to do this, the Rabbanon to get brought.
See, by tefillah, you have that, that you do the minimum.
The minimum, right? But it's teaching them that, but he held that, they made on the Raisa. Ravashi, only label Chisha, Ravashi answered it quietly, Fakeret, Kehecha de Loinazal Zalabatevimetiv. And Rashi says, he forget. He wanted them to show that the buck doesn't stop totally here. So Avada Omein, Rashi says, he had to say, because it's stopping conclusion. The derives, the conclusion for the derives of the Gebrochus.
Keep on the rest.
And the Brisa says, Hareza Meshubach, so he had to do it. But do it quietly, if I can. Not to be Mzal Zlatev made it, that benching still goes on. And Toysis brings over here, V'chein Posik Bahag, the Bahag, and the Poiskim say, Bahag, and some of the other Poiskim say, that Lididon, Oz, the Lekha Poelim, I feel Abaya would be Moida, they should do it Belachash. All the poets can say not like that. Fakir, the Rif, I think in the Rambam, many a mashmid is din of belechisha, don't bring belechisha. And I think the Bach, some want to say that fakir, you could do it loud. Why?
Meshubach, it says.
What?
It says Meshubach.
No, Meshubach to say Amen. But the Shailah, well, I'm talking about loud or not loud. What do we do?
So it's about Amen. That lechisha and loud is talking about that Amen.
Correct, but the Brisa is Amen versus no Amen, is Meshubach or Meguna.
No,
not the loud and the thing. That's not what they were talking about over there. The loud. If you want to know about? They were just a minute. What did they do?
Right.
So it sounds like from Toises that today Ladidon, there's no payalim. So if there's no payalim, Abaya would be moide. There's no reason to anybody. No one's rushing
no
back to go.
Say loud.
There's no saying loud. So the right way to do it is belchisha in order not to mezalzel. So I'm going to say no. Today anybody knows. Everybody knows that Zatoiv made it. Anyways, already
it's part of benching.
There won't be a zilzel. So Fakad could be loud, right? Fakad, because then you're stopping. Then you're having that mila of the conclusion piece.
How come we don't have a sentence?